This was the worst wildfire in northern Wisconsin since 1980, and town officials told Governor Walker it could have been much worse if it hadn't been for the all-out response Tuesday afternoon.
It could have been devastating for our town if they didn't stop it when they did, and it's amazing.
Walker took an aerial tour of the 8,100 charred acres in Douglas and Bayfield counties. A few minutes later, he said thanks to the 20 first responders standing behind him. He said it's a tragedy 17 homes were destroyed, but he's grateful that 77 buildings were saved.
You see the ashes literally yards away from homes and properties, and you realize it was the fire service and the DNR crews making sure that those properties were protected. It's just phenomenal.
39 fire departments responded to a wildfire that one firefighter said traveled 3 miles in 15 minutes at its worst. DNR Regional Chief John Gazelski says a lot of people are pretty exhausted.
My brother Larry there, he's got toothpicks under his eyes, keep them open. 5 hours since the start of the fire. And a lot of the folks here have been working tirelessly.
Gordon Volunteer Fire Department Chief Michael Shimalecki was one of those getting 5 hours sleep in 48 hours. He says his citizen firefighters gave it their all.
A lot of them had to take time off just to do this, you know, and they're still here today. We had a shift change last night, so some got some sleep last night and came back this morning at 6 a.m.
But the job isn't done. It'll probably take another 2 days to put out the last flames. This time nature will help with 5 days of rain in the forecast. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio at the Fire Command Post in Gordon.